I'd had a thought on my heart earlier in the week. I thought I'd preach on, and then that went away, and then I had another thought, and then that went away, and then there was something said here yesterday that really it just seemed like it just stuck to me and stuck with me when we had our prayer service. So y'all pray for us this morning that I might be able to say something and be a help to us. I want to be a help to this church, and I love y'all. I hope and pray I've showed you along the way. I'd ask you to remember New Design. They start their revival tonight. Remember Brother Michael, I know his desire is to be there, but he's got to take care of his wife. I keep praying for Sister Amy, all the ones that are sick and hurting today. But remember that effort meeting. That'd probably be tomorrow night before I get there. But I'll come tomorrow night planning on preaching. I pray the Lord will just use us in some way. Y'all just pray that we have strength. The 14th chapter of John, I've heard these scriptures read so many times, and I preached on about the way different times, but I don't think I've ever just preached on he's going to prepare us a place. I don't know why. I don't know why I've never, but I felt like this yesterday. Sister Teresa Rowland said something, and it just stuck in my heart, and God said that's where it's at, and that's where all I want. I don't know what needs to be said or done. Some of them said, what do you say to the Bronner family? I don't know what you say. You love them. You pray for them. You hold them. You embrace them. You do everything you can. But the Bible says there's words of comfort, and I believe there is. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he said, comfort each other with these words. So I believe there is words of comfort. I really believe that. But sometimes I'm going to tell you, hey, we got to be careful about what we say and make sure it's of God. But it says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there's many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And I'm not going to get into where Thomas says, Lord, how we know the way. But Jesus is the way. I want you to know that this morning. But my heart is, as I go to prepare a place for you, it's been 2003 since my little sister died, and y'all heard me tell this. We was down there. I want you to know when she passed away, I walked in there in the house, and I could feel the Spirit of God. I know I could feel the angels coming to take her home, and everybody was crying, and I got to shouting because I could feel the Spirit. So, but Lord, listen to me. We got home that night, and the kids wanted to lay down with us, and Sheila laid down with Jeannie, and Maggie laid down with me, and Maggie said to Daddy, she said, tell me about heaven. And I hadn't been preaching too long, and she wanted me to tell her about heaven, and I done the best I could. I told her about a scripture or two that I knew, and I told her the best I knew how, but I still can't explain heaven. But I want you to know Jesus is going to prepare a place for us, and it's going to be good. And I find through the scriptures different things about this place, and I want you to go with us. Listen, but I'm thankful there's a place where we'll go, where all this will be over with. I will not have to suffer no more. Will not have to go through any more trouble. I will not have to see any more die. We'll not have to cry any more tears. We won't have to preach to lost people anymore and them sit and look at you. I want you to know there's a place he's going to prepare for us that's better than anything my eyes has ever seen. Well, the first places I want to go read, it talks about those of the faith in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. and it talked about how they didn't see the, they was, did not see the promise come, and that promise was Jesus Christ. But listen to me, they looked ahead and they realized how they was just pilgrims traveling through. And it goes on to say, but now they desire a better country that is a heavenly. Wherefore, and this is the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the 16th verse. It said, now heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Listen to me. One of the greatest things about heaven to me is going to be that he will no longer have to be ashamed to be called my God, because I won't fail him anymore. I won't let him down anymore. I won't hurt him anymore. Here on this whole earth, day after day, I let him down. I told my wife this morning, I feel like I've failed the Father. I feel like I've let him down. I've got weak. I want you to realize I get tired of failing. I get tired of living in a land where I feel like I've failed him. But honey, we're headed to a country that he's going to prepare for us, where I won't let him down no more. That I won't have to lay across my bed anymore and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I won't have to get on my knees anymore and say, God, forgive me, because it's a land where he won't be ashamed of me no more. Over to, I guess this is the one we all love so much. The 21st chapter of Revelations. And the fourth, he talks about the new Jerusalem coming down. I believe that's the city he's going to prepare that we're looking for. But listen, the God shall wipe away all of our tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any pain, for the former things are passed away. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine a place where there'll never be no more crying. No one will never feel sorrow again. No one will never have to go to the funeral home again. We'll never have to get that phone call that we all dread so much. It'll never come again. A place to where there'll be no more hurt, no more pain, no more troubles, no more sorrows, no more death, no more crying. I want you to know I'm talking about a heavenly home. There's been a few times in my life that I've had peace with God. Just so much peace the first time when I was born again of the Spirit, when he come in my heart and there was such peace there. There's been different times since then that I've prayed to God to help me be able to see if something's going to be all right. And then all of a sudden, peace just come in like I've never understood before. I want you to know, no, that's just the earnest of the Spirit. I want you to realize we're going to understand and see how peace like we've never known before. I've talked about this different times. Y'all have heard me say it, but one of them old hills sitting in a deer stand, it was bow season, and the leaves had begun to change. And that morning, there were just sugar maples all up there and little oats and just a little bit of everything. But listen, the sun started coming up back over this old log road. Just a little bit of light started shining through there, and all of a sudden all those trees just come to life. Every color I can see, I can see it. And it's never, I don't know if I've ever been to a place that was any more peaceful than it was right then. A 20-pointer could walk by and I wouldn't have noticed it.
I've never seen heaven. I can't explain heaven. I know I'll fail this morning. Listen, Paul said he heard words he wasn't able to utter. John explained it the best he could in the things he knew. But listen, it's something we can't explain. But I know it's going to be good. But that morning, I felt like I was in the Garden of Eden before sin entered in the world. A place that you could, that's called a paradise. And that's what my thoughts, where Teresa talked about paradise yesterday. That's what it means. It means Eden. I want you to know it's talking about the garden. That was a place, a time here on earth before our sin entered in. Not that this was a heavenly country. I want you to know before sin entered in, before Adam fell, I want you to realize there wasn't no old bushes or shrubs, any thorns or any thistles or anything like that. It was beautiful. And there was a communion with God. God would come and talk to Adam. I want you to realize about a land that he has promised us. He told that old thief, yes, an old thief on the cross, nothing but an old sinner. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And honey, there's coming a day that I'm going to be in paradise. It said he drove out man. You know why man had to be drove out of the garden? Because of sin. And he placed cherubims and a flaming sword there on the east side of the garden to guard what? The tree of life, which represented Jesus. But I want you to know he's going to prepare us a place. He's going to prepare us a place in Jesus. The tree of life will be there. I want you, that morning when the sun come up and when it got up so bright and all those trees begin to glow, they were nothing compared to the light that's going to come from him, from the tree alive. I want you to, David said, he leads me beside still waters. There's a river going to run through that country like we've never seen before. There was a river that run through Eden there at the garden. I want you to realize there's going to be one there, and he's going to lead us beside still waters. I want you to know we'll be in green pastures where there'll be no thorns or thistles. Yea, though we walk through that valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Honey, we're going to a land like we've never seen before. And we want you to go with us. We went by the funeral home. There's people today. We got people out everywhere. They're in different part of the country, everywhere scattered in vacations. We've got people in hospitals. We've got a bunch up there at the funeral home this morning. I walked up and Daniel was standing there. His shoulders was about as from the distance where he was about as broad as the casket that's sitting there. His shoulders ain't broad enough. Jesus said, take my yoke upon me. I'll give you rest. You know what that means? They used to take him on oxen and they'd yoke them together. And they'd get where they could pull a plow. I want you to know, church, we cannot handle this weight. We can't. Jesus said, take my yoke upon me. If we get hooked up with him, if we'll take his yoke, get hooked up beside him, walk beside him, he'll be able to bear it for us.
He's gone to prepare a place. He was talking to a little infant church. They was just babes in Christ. And you say, well, Brother Jeff, they had him as a teacher. They was his disciples. So were we.
Amen.
They didn't even understand where he was going and how they was going to get to go with him. They questioned him about it. Just babes in Christ. You say, well, he taught them. He's teaching us by his word. He is the word. I don't really think we understand where we're going. If we really understood where we was going, y'all would be up a shouting.
Amen.
Y'all would be up rejoicing. And so would I. If we really understood what that baby seen Friday.
Amen.
In a blink of an eye. Changed. And she saw a land like we've never seen before. And I'm going.
Amen.
I'm going where I won't get tired no more. I'm going where I won't have to worry anymore. I've been tied in my chest for 3 days. You ever had anxiety? I have. My old chest has been just so drawn up, just and you think, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. And he says, you can't.
That's right. Amen.
But I can.
Yes.
All is expected of us is an effort.
Yes. Amen.
That's all he wants from us is an effort. And he'll bless it. So y'all pray for one another. Pray for Daniel and Caretha. Little Monroe, he's just big enough to understand a little bit.
Yeah.
I've told y'all about when I was a little boy and when I realized about death, how we was riding down the road. I think it was my great-granddaddy that passed away. That's how I found out about death. It's going to be different for him. It's going to be difficult. But ain't nothing God can't help him through.
Amen.
This is going to be difficult for us. I wish the house was full this morning. We need one another.
Amen.
I tell you right now, I need you.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Gail, for asking prayer for me.
Amen.
Thank you for Teresa for saying go in your prayer. Go.
Yep.
Just go. There ain't no place to stop. It really ain't. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I shall come and receive you unto me. He's going to come and get us someday after a while. First Thessalonians says, comfort each other with these words. I've tried to study and look at that so many times. But I can tell you this, there's something special about the resurrection.
Amen.
When we die, our souls just go right on to heaven. They do, just like that right there. But there's something special about when this old body comes out of a grave and it's joined with the soul. I don't know if I'll ever understand it all, but I know one day I'm going to feel it. I'm going to see it because I'm going to be a part of it. So we laid across that bed that night, and she said, Daddy, she just had tears. She just watched her aunt pass away. And she said, Daddy, tell me about heaven. And I felt so weak. And I still do today. I can't tell you about it. I tell you, it's a place where we won't hurt him no more. We won't hurt no more. Won't be tight in our chest. Won't be no more anxiety. Won't be no more tests to go take, get results. It won't be no more going to a funeral home. He's going to be the main attraction, Jesus Christ. That river's going to be pretty, but I'm telling you, he's going to stand out. I was so thankful that night when I was telling her. We was at revival one night. Her sister got saved the night before. And she come to me. If y'all have ever been to Rocky Mount over at A-Woman's Corner, there's a door right here. Except it's over there on that side. That goes back under to some Sunday school rooms and a bathroom back in that house. I'm telling you exactly where I was standing. I was standing in that doorway, and she come over to me, and there was people on the owner's bench and stuff, and she come to me, and she said, Daddy, I need to pray. I said, well, then pray, honey. She said, I won't go somewhere else. And I was willing to go with her wherever she wanted to go. So we went and got in the truck. We drove down the road, and we got to the community center. And she said, right here. And we pulled in there. I was running from a call to preach. I couldn't even pray for her. And she started calling on the Lord. And you could have heard that child, I promise you, a half a mile away. She was screaming and crying, begging God to save her, and I couldn't even pray. In a little while, she raised up, and I said, what do you want to do? And she said, let's go home. And we went home, and I said, did you get saved? She said, no. We got home, and her mama was still up there. And we went in there, and she went in there to her bedroom. And I sat there and tried to pray a minute. I walked in yonder, and she was down beside her bed. And just as I walked up to the door, she looked at me and she said, Daddy, God just saved my soul. I couldn't tell her about that heavenly land. But honey, because what God done for her, he's going to show her someday. And he's going to show me. And if you've been saved by God's grace, he's going to show you. And you say, well, you ain't told me nothing. I didn't know this morning. Why? I didn't expect to tell you nothing. You didn't know. But I can tell you this. I'm going.
Amen.
Are you going with me?
Amen.
That is our prayer. To take as many with us as we can. Thank you for praying for me. I didn't know if I could even stand up here this morning. Yesterday was the hardest time I've ever had standing. We got over here yesterday to come over here to, for that prayer meeting, and I couldn't hardly say nothing. And I may have said a mess this morning, but I've said what God laid on my heart. So if today is the day that I'll be with him in paradise, if that tightness in my chest is not anxiety, if it's something more, I'm all right.
Amen.
I want you to go with us. I reckon I'm about done.